10. The deaths of Elizabeth and father. I returned to Geneva. I needed to protect the lives of those whom I deeply loved. Soon after my arrival, I got married to Elizabeth. She seemed happy. Elizabeth and I started our honeymoon on a boat. We enjoyed the calm water and beautiful scenery. It was 8 o'clock when we landed. The wind, which had blown from the south, now rose violently in the west. The restless waves were beginning to rise. Suddenly, a heavy storm broke. 1,000 fears arose in my mind. Every sound terrified me. Elizabeth watched me for some time and asked, trembling, "What is it you fear?" I answered, "Oh, when tonight is over, all will be safe. But this night is dreadful, very dreadful." I passed an hour in this state of mind when suddenly I realized Elizabeth would be in danger if she stayed with me, so I asked her to retire. She left me. I walked around the house but discovered no trace of him and was beginning to feel easy when suddenly I heard a shrill and dreadful scream. It came from the room into which Elizabeth had retired. As I heard it, the whole truth rushed into my mind. The scream was repeated, and I rushed into the room. Great God, why did I not then die? She was there, lifeless, thrown across the bed, her head hanging down. I fell to the ground.